Peanut Belly Society. I'm a sexy bitch. I'm ready.
Move it,
I was born
move
ready.
It this way a little bit.
What?
Move it this way a little bit.
Which way?
Right here. Like, move it to your right.
Your voice.
There? Whose voice?
Matters.
Mine or his? What do I sound like? Do I sound like... As long as you can fix it, I don't care. What are you doing to my voice? Have you been smoking weed?
No, the way we sound.
Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends. Is that me? Do I sound weird too? What do I sound like? Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
And today's guest is...
The manager.
The manager. We did so much today. I started today all like blah. I didn't want to do nothing. And I have fucking ears on.
What kind of ears?
I have Disney ears. Or what kind of ears are these, manager? Can you describe these ears?
They're Minnie Mouse ears.
I have Minnie Mouse ears. And if we ever get around to posting videos on anything else other than TikTok, you'll see these ears. Maybe you can do a TikTok related with these ears.
It's going to be on TikTok.
Oh, perfect.
Worry. Yeah. And so, probably Instagram.
So you'll see these pictures. And videos of me wearing ears and the manager wearing ears. Congratulations.
Yay.
We did it for you. I wear ears now. Fuck my life.
You love it.
I'm going to wear these ears the whole show.
Good.
And the worst part is that we're not even going to talk about why we're wearing the ears till about like 20 minutes from now.
That's fine.
No, it could be a little sooner, do you think?
No, yeah. I don't want to talk about it no more.
No?
I'm going to move on.
Are you?
Absolutely. Where we go?
B&S Brewing and Distillery.
Oh, you had to think about that because you like hesitated, you thought about it, you processed
it. No,
because I saw your face.
I didn't want to fuck up. I didn't want to fuck up.
Bro, I've known you long enough and we've been doing this long enough for me to know that. That made you struggle.
Yeah.
You had to
focus.
You had to focus.
I had to focus, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but so B as the letter B, N as the letter N, S as the letter S,
uh-huh.
B and S, Brewing and
Distillery. Your husband can spell.
B is in Bravo, N is in Nancy, S is in Sierra.
Look at, uh-huh. I'm worried about you.
Yeah, I fucked up there.
So we went there. I was... pleasantly surprised that I really, really enjoyed myself. Is that enough description?
Why? Why'd you have doubts?
Because it sounded huge. It sounded like we got there and it was big. It was crowded. It was fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
I can't imagine on a Saturday, man.
Yeah.
They had fucking line dancing. Are you fucking kidding me? Line dancing?
And trivia night.
And trivia night.
Yeah. That's how big it is.
I'm just saying. No, fuck that. Line dancing, trivia, cigars outside.
Yeah.
And just to top it off, go grab yourself a hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this place had it all.
Yeah, it did.
It all that was missing was... Never mind. We'll save that for another show. We'll save that for a show the manager's not here.
Okay.
I'm going to listen anyway.
I know, but I'll feel better if you're not in the room.
I won't look at you.
We'll save it for another show. We'll save it for another show. But it was a good time. What do you think, manager?
I really liked it. I was surprised, too. I really liked it.
What was the best part of the night, in your opinion?
Of the whole...
I think your husband's trying to tell you something.
I know he needs to stop it before I leave.
Oh, sock him up.
She does not like being told what to do.
You haven't learned yet?
No, but I really liked it. It's a chill place.
What do you like about it?
I like the whole vibe, the style. It's like a country. Normally, I'm not into that kind of thing, but it's like a country theme.
You walked in and you like started taking pictures of everything because everything was cool to you.
They had a lot of stuff.
So
like
describe
a lot
it.
A lot of decor. Like,
you're going to describe it better country than Angel and I.
The doorways are like, some of them are barn doorways. Like it was just cool. I liked it.
There was like giant crabs. As decor,
yeah, giant crab.
You guys were looking at a lot of stuff. What were you looking at, decor wise?
Well, you're talking to me.
Both of you. The painting above the bar, like
it
had a bunch of little characters.
Oh, yeah,
just random characters.
They had some Disney characters.
Yeah, they did.
We saw.
I didn't see it.
But from everywhere, like even had the It's mm-hmm. character, Bert Simpson, like a bunch of people.
Angel, what'd you like?
No, I mean, we pulled up. I saw cigars. I saw
you're fucking one track mind.
Yeah, but I was like, well, I want to butcher it, but it's like Bobby's Cigars.
Uh-huh.
So cigars, Bobby's Cigars. So it's basically a trailer.
Uh huh.
That's that
mobile.
Yeah, mobile trailer. You open it up and it's like a little cigar lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you guys sets up a table outside the trailer. He has got a tent, and that was my first thing that I saw when I got there into the parking lot. Walking in, I was kind of intimidated.
You were mad until we went back. We went outside to the cigar lounge.
I wasn't mad. I went in and I totally, their Instagram doesn't do them justice.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I went in and the place was huge. Like you said, you walk in, the first thing you'll see is a group of people line dancing.
For the record, I voted for us to do line dancing and you did. And manager voted yes.
Mm-hmm.
We outnumbered you and we still couldn't go.
That's, well, you guys could have gone.
No, you're part of the group. Okay. We do it all or we don't do it at all.
Well, and okay. Moving on.
I like how they separate it, though. Like, the line dancing is in one room, and it has that little doorway thing, and then the distillery is in another room with the barn.
Yeah, that's how big it is. Yeah, it's huge.
It
so
is cool.
You go in, the first thing you see right in front of you is the line dancing. On your right, you see the bar, and they were doing trivia. And then around the corner, it's a small little area where they have the whiskey and the vodka, the spirits they make. Yeah. So I was blown away.
Bro.
I was blown away. And then like she mentioned the decorations. It was all over the place. It was mainly Western theme,
mm-hmm.
but they have a bunch of random stuff like all over the place. It's kind of like you don't see it going in, but when you sit down and look around, you spot like
and
random
once you
shit.
Start looking.
Yeah, once you start looking around, like what the fuck was that shit over there? Oh, look, uh-huh. a bear. Look at moose head.
Yeah, you know? Yep. So what beer did you have there? Because I want to open this beer up soon. So let's go into what beer you had when you were sitting there. Do you remember? Because I wrote it down. I remember.
You remember?
Angel had my... Oh, I wrote it sloppy.
All right. So look, the first beer I had was Starvin' Marzen.
Was it?
Yeah. But that was the one that they ran out, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I had a half pint of that. Which
I didn't write that down.
Martian on it.
Yeah.
Something My Blonde or My Bloody... What was it? The second one? That you had?
Oh, my bloody nightmare.
See, I was almost there. My Bloody Nightmare.
Yeah.
My nightmare was a little sloppy.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So My Bloody Nightmare was your first beer. Did you happen to catch what the percentage on it was?
6.4. It's a red IPA.
That was there. I can respect 6.4.
Yeah.
Now, the manager and I went dark
mm-hmm.
right off the back. We had it was, all right, you dickhead. What's it called?
What?
The beer the manager and I had.
Gatling gun. Yeah.
All right, so dickhead, let me explain this. So here's what happened, people. The quick story is the manager and I were sitting there, couldn't figure out how the fuck to say this goddamn word. And this idiota sitting there watching us. And the second that I finally asked him, But I finally asked Angel, hey, how would you pronounce this? Oh, Gatlin gun, like proper, and fucking like we were idiots, or at least me. I would never call the manager an idiot, but you looked at me like I was an idiot for not knowing how the fuck to say that.
We didn't even say the name of it. We're just like, we want the style right there. Yeah,
but I was a little upset. Because he sat there, knew what it was called, let us go back and forth for like 20 minutes, I swear. Manager and I were trying to figure out how the fuck to say this, and he automatically knew and didn't tell us.
We were already sitting down drinking it, and then he's just sitting there with a big old smile on his
face. The problem was the smile. He had a smile on his fucking face because he knew exactly how to say it. Because
the entire time you guys are trying to figure this out, neither of you... ask me anything.
You were in a goddamn space.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, like, okay.
You're automatically included. What do you mean?
I felt excluded at the moment.
You were standing right between us.
fix your husband. Fix your husband, please.
You were in the middle of us. Come on now.
Does anybody know what the percentage on that one was?
9%.
9%. Toma. We did good. High five.
Yes.
You bitched out, Beasley, 6 point something.
I'm still recovering from a couple weeks ago.
Whatever. I didn't take me 2 weeks to recover from my birthday.
You didn't drink as much as I did.
You're right. I don't give it to peer pressure.
It's my birthday. I'll drink it if I want to. Okay.
All right, let's jump into the beer that we brought home and why we brought it. Angel, you bought it today. You went up to the beer tender and asked for this beer. Why did we ask for this beer?
All right, so it's Madus. Madus.
Yes,
it's a double IPA.
It's
a double IPA. I can't see the percentage though. I can't find it anywhere. Oh, 8.5. So if you look at it, it's a military theme. Can art. So since it was, oh, we have the dogs here.
Hey, Luna, I don't want kisses right now. Thank you. Sorry.
all this noise.
You know what? That's what happens when we have the puppies. It happens. You should be used to it by now.
Ma Deuce, 8.5. I got it since it was Memorial Day a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I figured with a military theme, can and art and name.
Bro, this is a legit like artwork. Yeah. I'm digging it.
So we'll post this can, but it's basically just a green camo. Mm-hmm. So,
isn't that flag mean something? Support for like police, isn't it?
No, you're talking about the blue line.
That's not that one.
No, it's not that. It's all military.
Thing. Okay,
it's all military. So yeah, I mean, figure it was Memorial Day the other day. Why not?
I want to open mine.
Yeah.
Because, ooh, sexy.
Yeah.
Because I want to try it. Yeah, and then we can continue this.
All right.
Anybody else going to try a beer with me? Anybody going to open their beer so we can cheers and wish some happy drinking?
Mm.
We're too far apart, but cheers. Cheers. How's it smell?
Cheers.
Any thoughts?
Ooh. Smells delicious.
So I had an IPA when I was there. She gave me a little taster.
Yeah.
And the taster was of, where is it? Beer. Lawmaker. A taster?
Mm-hmm.
It was an IPA. It was fucking bitching.
Yeah.
This one's good. But the other one, I think it was probably like a single, a regular. And it was really smooth. This one's got a little kick to it.
Mm.
What do you think?
It does.
Right?
It's a double, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's hard to not have a kick when it's a double.
Yeah. So.
But I like it.
In the name, B&S Brewing and Distillery.
Yes.
So they brew vodka, brandy, and whiskey.
Yes. Now, we walked in.
And this is the first time we've ever done this.
What?
Actually done in distillery.
I know.
It was both, but we tried the whiskey.
I made you try the whiskey.
Yeah, you did.
I forced you. You know that beer, that fucking peer pressure?
I had a half a shot.
That peer pressure that manager, your husband is going to end up in jail for peer pressure.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
I know, he will.
You're really easy on peer pressure. It took you 2 seconds. I was like, hey, I brought you half a shot. You're like, yeah. It was really easy to convince you. I'm just saying.
You know, it's just you. It's just you.
No, it's not. No, mind. It's not. It's not.
Fine.
I'm just saying, but did you like it?
It was delicious.
Right?
It was delicious.
You bought a bottle.
It wasn't of that, though.
No?
No.
Why?
Remember, the one you gave me was that we're not selling at the moment. It was a...
I think you would have sold it to us.
Rye. It was a rye.
It was really good, though.
Yeah, it was really good. I was super shocked. I wonder how smooth it was.
What about that? What about that fucking... what'd I get?
Old fashioned.
An old fashioned.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't a traditional old fashioned, was it?
It was sweet. I don't mean that in a bad way. It was good.
That was something else, man. I've had old fashions before, but that was like, holy shit. What do you think? I gave you a little taster. What you're more of a connoisseur. How do you say that
cocktail?
Word?
Cocktail.
Connoisseur or whatever.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Manager, can you be the educated one in this situation?
Connoisseur.
What is it?
Connoisseur. I think. I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like that means male escort.
Probably. I might have heard it somewhere.
I am married.
So you drink more whiskey than all of us here.
Yeah.
In your opinion, what do you think that old fashioned was like?
It was sweet.
Is that traditional?
I feel like it's not what I'm used to when it comes to old fashions.
But did you like it?
I did like it. It was sweet.
When you hear the guy talk about his alcohol, because he literally makes this. I immediately love the guy. I got that whole vibe. The whole vibe that you get.
The co-owner.
Yeah. So yeah. one of the Blake. So he says his title is head distiller and manager. It sounds like his pops is the owner, or he's one of the like founders there. I didn't get into the nitty gritty of it, but the guy knew what he was talking about. I don't doubt that he's a founder and like he does, that's his thing. So his story, loved it. I didn't even tell you guys about it when we were there. So bro, what happened was they were his dad's like a contractor and they were doing the build. And some shit happened, and the original owners couldn't pay the tab, so they kept the place.
Oh, that's payment?
BNS was bored.
Was it because they just took over?
Yeah, they took over because they owed them basically more than they can pay. Oh. And they essentially said, okay, well, we'll keep the place, and you don't owe us any money.
They came up.
Yeah,
and it seems to be working out because they opened. It's according to the can and the stuff I saw. It said established 2012.
And I did ask him if we could talk about that. He said, "Yeah." He was basically talking about how when I walked up to that conversation.
Did you?
He was having that conversation with the whole random person, and I'm like, "That's exactly what I wanted to talk about." And he just looks at me all weird. I'm like, all right, let me tell you who I am.
Like, who the fuck this asshole is?
So I walked up to literally just like that. You know me, I don't give a fuck. I just start talking. So he went into it and kind of explained all of it. He was telling me that the reason it started. So they opened a place in 2013. 2012, they started like building and doing their thing. 2013 was they opened. And the distillery, the spirit side, started in 2016.
Oh, okay.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
They had a bad batch of beer. They turned it into spirits.
Ah. Yeah.
Bitching.
All right.
Smart.
And they stuck.
Son of a bitch.
And it stuck.
They're smart ass motherfuckers.
And you know what? They're doing something right, though. Because everything that was going on. Did we mention that it was a Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
And it was busy.
Packed. And he said, he looks at me because I was talking to him. And he goes, come on a Saturday. I was like, no shit. He's this is nothing.
I'm a little scared.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it was a good night.
And that's the only location, too, over there in San Diego.
I we walked in and, like, we were greeted by a random, like, I'm assuming, like, a bus boy. It was a chick. The chick goes, oh, line dancing or something. She was saying, like, as soon as we walked in, because we were looking at all the line dancing, and she looked like she worked there with the person that said that. No? What's your opinion?
So, I don't think so.
Because she was with that one that we were talking to at the cigar place.
Oh, the other lady that was out there that we were talking with? They looked like they were like super regulars or they worked there.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I don't know.
Maybe they worked there and they were just off and just hanging out.
Yeah.
But we point is, we walked in and I think I felt very like welcomed.
Oh yeah.
By everybody.
And it's not my type of theme.
Uh-huh.
But I felt comfortable.
Yeah, super chill.
Like, this is probably not the first Western theme brewery that we've been to, but definitely
one of the better ones,
yeah.
Yeah.
Venue wise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we walked in. There was everything's going off, popping. It was crazy. We walked right up to the bar. I think there was like one person in front of us, or we walked right up. What was it?
I think there was one person.
There's one person.
Yeah. Yeah. So it took us 3-4 minutes to get a beer.
And for that, there was only one person that I noticed working behind the bar. At the brewing section.
And she was knocking it out the park.
Yeah.
Super, super chill, knowledgeable about the beer, and just wanted, essentially, she just sounded like she was just having a good old time. Mm-hmm. I felt super comfortable when I walked in, greeted us, good service. I wrote down, we walked in and got greeted with a smile.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how else to describe that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you walk in and people are bitchy.
When you work with people, the general public, guests, patrons, whatever, customers, after a while, it gets under your skin.
Yeah, so, I believe it.
Because you come across, the majority of people that come in are cool, whatever. But then you get those assholes, you get those fucking people being like those Karens and all that bullshit. So that shit gets under your skin after a while.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I wrote down service location-wise that there was lots of parking. The location was big, super cool decor. The vibe was cool. Everybody was friendly. And I had a good time just walking in, literally. I rated the place location-wise a 5 out of 5. What's your opinion, Angel?
No, and I think the manager agrees. 5 out of 5.
Yep. Manager?
I agree. 5.
Five out of five?
5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's a good place. No complaints. Service wise, like I said, I walked in, got greeted with a smile, served me a beer, friendly atmosphere, good service, you know, all your basics. What do you rate the place, Angel?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Manager?
5 out of 5.
As busy as they were, I felt like they handled it.
And they were very personable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They took care of the person that was in front of them.
Yeah.
You know, they don't always do that.
And as busy as it was, it went so smooth. Uh-huh. They weren't rushing. They were like this kind of just, they handled it and had a smile the entire time and everything.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they must be doing something right because even the food vendor that was there.
Super friendly.
Was like talking about them and talking them up like very. It was very personal, like they treat them very well, you know, like they're not assholes.
And the food vendor, Delish Dogs.
Uh-huh.
So that's the name of the vendor that was there at the moment. So there is it's a hot dog vendor.
So we bought hot dogs and a pretzel.
Yeah.
And we all got a different hot dog. How you like yours?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had we didn't take a picture of the menu, but it was like basically a spicy.
I got pictures of the menu.
Yeah, spicy.
I'm recording with my phone.
Yeah, that's a spicy hot dog. It was good. I mean, it came with everything. I mean, I wasn't disappointed in it. It was good.
What'd you get, manager?
What was it? The Chicago?
Chicago no tomatoes.
Yes. It was good. The peppers on it were super spicy, so I put them on his plate, but But it was good.
So all I got was like a spicy sausage, like the same as Angel. Mm-hmm. And I got like, it was onion, mayo, ketchup, was it? And then jalapenos. Oh, yeah. My only complaint was it was too many jalapenos on it. They were falling off. I'm a weirdo.
You sound like a bitch.
I'm a weirdo, bro. I don't like messy food.
Yeah?
I really don't. It bothers me.
There goes that bitch talk. And you're wearing those ears, too, so I know where it's coming from.
But sometimes the messiest food is the best food.
It is. I'm not even going to lie. I know. If it doesn't get all over your face,
it's not good.
Easy fucking Carl's Jr. commercial. Carl's Jr. is a new vendor. Yeah. New sponsor.
No,
but like that was my only complaint. It was a little too many, a little too much jalapenos. But other than that, just because they were all over the place, but it was really good. I liked the pretzel. They have beer cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like the beer cheese?
You want to hear something dumb and weird? Mm-hmm. Maybe I was already too drunk, but I couldn't taste the fucking difference.
Really?
Could you taste the difference?
I could taste it, but I couldn't. I don't know. It tasted funny to me.
Did you? Pégale. Pégale. It's on camera.
I'm asking her to speak it to the mic, by the way.
So
they can hear me just fine.
So you could hear, you could taste it?
I couldn't taste beer, but it did have a different taste to it. I don't know how to explain it. I wasn't fond of it. I didn't like it that much. I liked the regular cheese.
I liked it, but honestly, I couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, I didn't.
But it was really good. And then the people are super friendly.
Yeah.
Like they were such good people. They look like they enjoy their fucking life and their day to the fullest. Like they're dedicated.
They're so happy. Like, that's what I'm saying. With you.
Like,
yeah.
you can't even have a bad time around people with that type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
They were just so happy. They looked like they were already like retired and then they started a fucking business.
You know what? All the people there were like that.
Yeah.
Even the cigar place, the bartender, the distillery, they were all like that.
Everybody was just super happy to be there.
Yeah.
I got that vibe. And then it makes you like
enjoy it more.
It makes you enjoy your fucking visit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. That's all I got to say. So we did location. We did service. We tried beers there. What did you rate the beer that you tried there, Angel?
The first one I had, I wouldn't get it again. I give it a 2.
A 2? Is that the one that they ran out of?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why.
Well.
It was the end of the keg.
Whatever it was.
Sometimes it makes a difference because depending on the beer, if they don't. Remember they were telling us if they don't. There's some kegs that you have to like shake in order to keep consistent.
Well, I'm just based on first reaction. Maybe if I go back, I'll have like a little sip of it and see if it makes a difference. But first reaction, 2 out of 5. Wasn't.
What about the second beer you had?
The second one, dude.
You look like you enjoyed that one.
That one looked good.
I'd give it a 3.5. It was better.
3.5?
Yeah, 3.5 out of 5. It was better. I probably wouldn't get it again, but I wasn't.
You know what? You were fucking sour all day. Fuck you, dude. We're not talking to you no more, okay?
Wow. Hey, manager. But that whiskey, that rye, 5 out of 5.
No, don't, you can't get back into the combo. Manager, yeah, okay. Beer Betting Society, a show where Robert and the manager go out and have a beer and like it. Unlike Angel.
I'm surrounded by haters.
This one, you're the hater.
Yes.
Hating on everything.
So, manager, what did you rate the beer you had there?
I had the stout. I love stouts. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to. So I gave it a 4.
A 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
I gave it a 4 out of 5, too. Yeah. It was a good beer. Not really my shit. Yeah. I'm more of an IPA guy, but I could appreciate that beer. Mm-hmm. I would have liked that beer specifically with that cigar.
Would
have gone perfectly, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad about having the whiskey.
That was really good.
Is that what I had?
The old
alcohol
fashioned
drinker over there on the end that's on your phone. We had whiskey, right? Yeah. I had whiskey.
Yeah, you had an old fashioned.
You know what, man? It's because what happens is Sometimes I don't know the difference between tequila and whiskey, okay?
Yeah, so much to learn.
But
I'm not saying whiskey makes you a man, but it makes you into a better man.
Look, I was just trying to make you. I was trying to make you into a better man and putting down your cell phone.
Oh well, I was looking because I wasn't looking on my phone just to be rude or because I'm bored.
Rude.
No, because I think I heard the word tour.
Yeah, and they were doing beer tours or something there.
So I was on their IG page and their website to see if there's something that maybe we could sign up for.
I'm kind of disappointed about that. Actually, we should have asked.
Yeah, tour. Yeah, so that's what I was looking at, but I couldn't find anything. But I'll look.
Private
I'll
tour look, for Beer Belly Society.
I'll look into it more. I'll message them and be like, "Hey, yeah,
Blake, we will take a private invitation whenever you want."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We will go out there and we could do a private tour.
We'll buy a bottle.
We'll buy a bottle and record the whole show. Yeah. Record the whole time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Do like a little Instagram live thing or a TikTok live.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Sounds like a whole show's coming together. Mm. Blake, we're just waiting on you.
All right. So before we get to the rating of the beer we have, the Madus.
Yes. Why do we have our ears on?
Yeah. So Rob and the manager have their Mickey ears.
I was just making a fashion statement.
Because the topic of the show, which we rarely do, but this main topic today is why I hate Disneyland.
You know what, dude? Leave the fucking room.
Do you like Disneyland?
You're complaining about haters over here and you're the hater.
The only problem I have with Disneyland, I'm going to be honest, well, there's two. But they're separate parts. Uh-huh. So one thing I have a problem with Disneyland, and then I'm going to jump right on board to my ears again, is their rides have weight limits, and I tap into them, okay?
Bro, that's are it. You the reason why a lot of the rides are out of service?
Bro, I'm just saying, that's one of the negative things I can say is that I can't get on every ride. But let me tell you that I can get on a few rides. And they don't even have seatbelts.
Uh-huh.
And they're dangerous.
I beg to differ.
They're not dangerous when you weigh 300 pounds and you're weighted down.
I beg to differ when it comes to dangerous. Uh-huh. Where Six Flags not have dangerous rides, where Disneyland's got maybe one or two rides that are somewhat entertaining.
You know what, dude? Nobody likes you.
Is there a way to mute his mic?
We can.
How do no. we do that?
Sometimes the mixer is expensive.
this little red
one. I'm sure it's one of those buttons, manager. Figure it out. No, we don't even like him anymore.
So let's get to the beginning, all right? So my personal pet peeve.
Do you need your notes again?
Yes, give me my...
need your notes so you can talk about all your negativity?
So let's start from the beginning and...
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's start from the beginning. Driving to Disneyland. So...
Dude, you can't... Driving is not even a category,
no,
bro.
No, and I say... No, you know why? Because what Disneyland has to offer is not worth the drive personally. Personally, go I'm ahead. Not driving two and a half hours to Disneyland. And the first time I let it pass, and a couple of times I went after that were special occasions. So,
it looks sour ass. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If you live 10 minutes away,
yeah,
you live 10 minutes away from there.
Yeah.
It's in Anaheim, right?
Yeah.
So if you live in Anaheim.
Yeah.
You live in Anaheim, you wake up that morning and you have a fucking... A year pass, a season pass, or whatever the fuck they call it, where you can just go whenever. You wake up that day on a Saturday and you just say, hey, I feel like going to Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
Are you telling me that a 10-minute drive is too much?
For Disneyland?
Yes.
Yes. So you can only imagine 2.5 hours.
Manager, hit him in the nuts.
I don't know why just we're married right now. I don't know why.
How are you married to this guy?
I don't know.
All right.
Right now, I don't know.
All right, so... There, that's that, right? 2.5 hours. I know people who go there religiously, and I don't understand why. Go, you know, fine. If you love it, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. But personally,
I can't comprehend.
All right.
You know why? It's because you're so dang negative with everything. You don't like to be happy.
It's not the happiest.
I agree.
No, yes, no, I will continue.
You don't like to be happy.
Let me continue this, and I can tell you why it's not the fucking happiest place on earth.
Wait. See how angry he is right now?
So let's just forget the drive. Forget the drive.
All right, okay.
You live there. You wake up inside of the park. What do you hate about it?
I would hang out at a brewery all day. I would leave and hang out at a brewery all day because it's just not my thing. So let me continue. So the drive, 2.5 hours, ain't worth it. So I could drive to a brewery in L.A. for 2.5 hours and be happier than being a whole day at a
Disneyland. All right, but look, okay, so let's just get over the whole drive.
All right, moving
on.
You
woke up there. You're in the park. Yeah. Somehow you wake up magically because it's fucking Disneyland.
Yeah.
You wake up in the park. Why do you hate it? You didn't drive.
Okay. Why I hate it?
Yeah, you didn't drive.
What? Let me get to it.
So do you like Disney in general or you just don't like the park?
I don't mind the brand because Disney as a whole owns so much now. They own Marvel. They own Star Wars.
Didn't Disney like buy up a fucking like porn film company?
I don't know about that.
I swear they did.
Rob, we'll do some research.
I swear they did. And they bought it because it was like, so I'm putting air quotes up, because it was already set up and they did Disney movies out of this whole situation. They just basically took over because there was already mics and cameras.
I don't know about that. But if going off topic for a minute, hey, Walt Disney, there was some relation with the Nazis, FYI.
Look at you.
Google it.
Are we taking it there?
Google it.
Are we taking it to Nazis, Google bro? Hey. You know what? We'll go to bed. Go to bed. How the fuck are you going to take it to Nazis right now?
Google it.
I'm just talking. I'm not yelling at your dad. Okay?
Right.
Your dog is protecting you. Fuck you, dude. Why is your dog barking at me?
Hey, Google it. All right, dude.
He's the one that said Nazi.
He feels your anger and negativity right now. That's why.
I said it. Do your own research. Get back to us. All right, so past the driving, next, parking.
Parking. Go into parking. Let me hear your bullshit ass rant.
So parking, first of all, is awful. You have to leave San Diego at 4 in order to get good parking.
No, you can't even argue we're arguing waking up there.
No, all right. So, and you have to take a tram to the entrance.
You're a sour ass bitch.
Bullshit.
No, you don't.
Bullshit.
Manager. No, you don't. Manager, you're married. Where you park?
You're married to this fucking sourness?
All right. So pass that.
There's more?
There's more. The price of the tickets. Nowadays, it's like over $100 for a day pass.
Let me ask you a question.
Huh.
We won't even get this that personal, but do you get paid minimum wage?
No.
Okay, so you get paid above minimum wage, right? Yeah. So how much do you think shit costs, bro, when you fucking get paid what let's just say they paid everybody what they pay you.
Mm-hmm.
How many, like, what do you think?
For what they have to offer, it ain't worth it.
Bro, they got like fucking 100,000 employees at that bitch.
For what they have to offer, it's not worth it. All right, moving on. So once you get past the gate, the crowds.
You're sour.
I hate big fucking crowds.
How do you get out of bed every day? Everything.
How do you get out of bed every day?
I can't comprehend why all these fucking people are cramped in this one amusement park. And you really can't enjoy anything because you have to fight your way to one ride to the other, one entertainment thing to another. These little gift shops are so cramped.
You can't really use crowds as a thing because that's everywhere you go. Bro, you complain about the people.
Right, you don't even like walking down your own neighborhood to go to the liquor store.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Wait, hey, this is my bitches and grapping right now, okay? All right, so pass that. Oh my god, the fucking lines. The fucking lines.
Is that, I don't know. I don't, I, Honestly, I haven't paid attention to what does what on that fucking thing.
The fucking lines.
If I knew how to turn them off, I would.
Every time I've gone to fucking Disneyland, almost every fucking ride is over 45 fucking minutes to an hour and a fucking half.
But they have
for cool, a fucking ride that's like 2 minutes long, not even 2 minutes, and sometimes it's like
a minute and a half.
Not
bro.
Even anymore. Now they have the app where it shows you the wait time on the apps, and you can jump to the rides that are like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes long.
Yeah, what, 20 minutes is too much for fucking 2 minutes for fucking...
20 minutes is nothing.
It's just...
2 minutes for you is too fucking long, so you need to calm the...
You know what the problem is? Huh. You need to be rich. Because Kanye can walk up into that bitch and just walk up to the front of the line on everything.
Apparently,
okay?
Yeah.
But he pays the tab.
I bet he does, but he can afford it. But motherfucker, it's just...
Like Universal Studios. The lines are just as long or longer.
I tolerate Universal Studios.
Too. Bro, I like their Disney. Rides are fun. I like Disney more than
Disney is fun.
I like Disney it's more than Universal Studios.
Oh.
I have ears on.
Okay, so the long ass lines, fuck that shit. And they got the same bullshit. Now they just added Star Wars, which okay, cool. I'm not seen that yet, but
and they updated their Toontown and they're changing their Splash Mountain. They're changing a lot of things.
But for the longest time,
that Galaxy's ride.
For the longest fucking time, it's the same fucking shit. And most of these fucking rides are not fun.
They're classics and they are fun. It's just you and your damn negativity.
You know what your problem is?
Indiana Jones. Space Mountain was like the most fun ride.
Let's get to the root of this. Why are you so bad at fucking Disneyland?
I'm not done. So, their fucking rides are most...
Have you rode the teacups?
About 90, 85% of the fucking rides are stupid.
Have you rode the teacups?
You're stupid.
No.
That's why you don't like it.
No, no.
You have to ride the teacups. And
I don't understand why there's always a fucking way for it. It's a small world.
Manager.
What the fuck?
Have you rode the teacups?
No, I don't. Honestly, I can't do the teacups.
Why not?
Because that's too many circles.
You guys aren't. You gotta take him on the teacups, and he'll be happy.
I went.
Go on the teacups. I'm gonna throw up.
So I went on a Small World, which I don't understand why there's a fucking wait for that fucking ride. It's not even fucking fun.
Fuck.
Sorry. Shit.
But fucking.
That's
his favorite phrase. But fucking.
It's a Small World. It's the worst ride at Disneyland.
You're the worst.
It's bad. And then one time I went on that ride, I went with family. And my sister, who was in front, was splashing water towards me, and I was in the back. And the guy behind me, or behind that person, thought I was splashing water. I guess he got wet or something, right? So we got off the ride, and he's giving me the dirtiest fucking look. Like he was like low key squaring up. From like,
did you sock him?
From like 20 feet away or whatever.
Was this before the muscles?
Okay, but you had me and all your sisters coming in front of you to fucking fight him.
And
for you, so
he's,
calm down.
And he's with his fucking family. He's with his girl, wife, and his little, I'm assuming it was his daughter, right?
What does that even have to do with Disneyland itself?
Well, and he's the fucking happiest place on earth with a guy. Fucking, he gets wet.
You and your dang name with titty. Like,
no, I'm like, fuck that shit.
You're sour, bro.
I mean, like,
and that's part of the people. That's the people thing. I mean, motherfucker,
you're part of the people.
You get a little fucking wet and you want to fucking fight.
You're part of the people. You realize that, right?
I'm willing to opt myself out from going from being part of the.
You're willing to sock a motherfucker up.
I was looking at him like, you really want to fight a Disneyland?
Hey, you want to wear these ears?
No, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. And I mean,
I'll let you borrow them.
Every time I've gone a handful of times to Disneyland for family, birthdays, whatnot. Oh, I suck it up. I mean, I suck it up. And
you know what?
You know what I heard? You just ruined it all for me, right?
Let me tell you what I heard. Manager, you want to hear what I heard?
I heard divorce. That's
I heard. Oh, damn.
I'm just kidding.
I was going to take it really subtle and say, I heard that Disneyland don't like you.
But look, from a... Hey, Mate. Hey, be nice.
Oh, calm down, fool.
Be nice.
He's fine. He's wagging his tail.
So I'm just saying, Disneyland, to me, is not worth it. I don't understand why people go as much as they do. I'm not hating on them. You guys have fun all you want. I just don't understand it. And I don't think I would. For the kids, cool. I understand that. Take your kids. They like to see all that, you know, stuff, whatever. But I see people who are adults. I go there all the time. I'm like,
for the record, that's my sister-in-law.
Oh, I don't understand.
She's here like every week, bro. See,
I can't comprehend that. I don't understand why, because it's the same fucking shit.
We don't comprehend you. So.
Well, that's fine. We don't understand each other, and that's completely fine.
Like I said, Disneyland don't like you either, fool.
And then, somebody said this. Somebody who goes to Disneyland, used to go to Disneyland often. He told me that the people who work there are rude.
And firsthand?
He told me this.
Were you there?
No. But
you know what I heard?
But I can't speak for that. But he said, this is what he said, is that the people that work at Disneyland are rude as fuck. Now, I don't interact with any of the staff because I could care two fucks about them, all right? But
that's why you have a bad time.
But working and dealing with people, it takes a toll.
You know what?
On the workers.
I'm gonna do some therapy on you right now.
What?
I'm gonna be a therapist, okay? What? You know what I think the root of the problem is?
What's that?
That you told us a story earlier about how you didn't get taken to Disneyland and your sister did. And I think that's why you're sour.
Mm-hmm. to be honest, like I didn't go to my first time at Disneyland. I was I think late 20s, right? No, I did. The story is that when I was a kid, my little sister was taken to Disneyland.
So we know it was your little sister.
Yeah, that was yeah.
That went. Do you remember which one of your other
sisters? One of my older sisters took her to Disneyland.
Do you remember?
I don't remember which one.
Because I want to ask them about this.
And I have a theory. Because when I was a little kid, I was a handful. They used to tell me that I was stupid.
No, fuck like, that. You know what it is you've been sour your whole goddamn life.
No, one of my older sisters always brings up, when I was a little fucking kid, I was super weird.
For the record, I've been hanging out with you since you've been weird.
Yeah. So I felt that was a big factor that they didn't want to deal with me at the park, right? So.
Whatever.
So, but like Magic Mountain, Six Flags. Six Flags. I want to go back, but I used to go when I was younger. I loved it, Six Flags. I mean, the crowd was fucking whatever, but.
I'm laughing for unrelated reason.
Well, the fucking rides are fucking awesome. They're fun, right? Splash Mountain, Small World, Indiana Jones. Space Mountain was decent.
I'm laughing because I was just invited by this chick to go to SeaWorld. And she's like, I'm like, no, I'm good. I told her, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like nice about it. And she's like, oh, come on, we'll have fun. We'll go on rides. I'm like, I don't fit on those rides. And she looked at me like, oh, stop lying or like playing. I'm like, no, seriously, all of them have like a 300-pound weight limit. I'm there. And she didn't believe me.
Mm.
I can't get on those rides, bro.
No.
No.
Oh.
When I go to Disneyland, I watch the strollers.
Oh, well. You're going to pay like over $100 just to see a stroller?
To watch the strollers, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
That's me. Fuck that shit. I don't fit in them no more.
Point
if
it,
I lose 20 pounds,
yeah.
I'm game. I can get on everything again. But that's a lot of pounds to lose.
Yeah.
Be a belly society for life.
Yeah. Point is, I hate Disneyland.
You hate everything.
So
I'm surprised, dude. You when you open your eyes, you're like, "Fuck, I woke up."
No, there's plenty of things I enjoy. Right?
I don't know, bro. I've been your friend for a while.
I like metal concerts.
I feel like he was even uncomfortable when that last guest was on the show. Because he was so happy and so positive, and Angel's like
Joe Dreams, you're right.
Yeah, well,
Joe Dreams was so positive.
I told
that
him.
That motherfucker eats things like, and shit, fucking like positivity.
I told him, like after the show, I'm like, I'm not used to this kind of positivity.
I like that cat.
Yeah.
If I could have him around me 24/7, bro, I'd be successful.
No, he's cool. He's a cool guy. But I'm just not used to that kind of positivity in my life.
He doesn't
like to be happy.
Be happy sometimes. I go to
church and I see all these people clapping and praying. And it kind of burns. Yeah. You know?
Let's be clear. He doesn't go into church. He'll drop off somebody at the
park. I was going to say he drives you there. He's good for a ride. He'll wait outside.
I mean, there's things I find fun, you know? I like being alone in my car sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
I like working out sometimes.
So fuck you and not liking Disney.
I like drinking beer and whiskey.
So they got beer at Disneyland.
You can drink beer.
That's for like $20.
You always got something to complain about, man. Just have a beer, enjoy life.
No, man.
Go watch
money
a fucking
comes and goes. Like who cares?
I'm sorry, love. Pirates?
No, don't even call me that right now. You're crossing a line right now. Uh-oh. You are crossing a line. You better tread very carefully right now.
Are you gonna talk shit about pirates in the Caribbean right now? What's going on?
Do it.
I want it. Fool, you're gonna sleep on the couch.
It's a good movie.
Hey, wait. I have a couch.
Yeah.
You might have to sleep all the way to my house.
You're taking him home right
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
You're taking him home.
He's like, you're kicking yourself out of your house right now.
Yeah, you need to calm
down. It's a good movie.
Uh-huh.
Enough said. Yeah.
You want some ears?
No.
If you don't get ears on your head, you're not gonna be welcome in your room. No. She's gonna kick you out, bro.
Not until he embraces Disneyland.
Okay. Podcast room you're for you the all the you're way. Stuck on the couch. Okay. This is where you're gonna sleep in his room tonight.
that's just not my thing. It's never been my thing.
Then you're either sleeping on the couch or sleeping with Robert.
Hey, fool, I got a queen size bed, bro.
FYI, I've slept on the couch, all right?
let's talk about that story.
That's gonna be your new room.
Taking one of the dogs with me.
The one that protects you.
Yeah.
Nope.
Look all of a sudden. That fool's over there. Mm-hmm. You see that dog's all the way over there because he thinks I'm yelling at you.
Yeah.
He's protecting
you.
That's
loyalty right there.
I know. Yeah. Bitch. Normally he's chilling next to me.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous right now. Yeah. He's protecting you, whatever.
Mm.
So you don't like Disney?
No.
I have a feeling it has a little bit to do with the little sourness of you being left behind and not invited to Disneyland when you were little.
Yes. I think it just depends on how you were raised, I guess. I don't know, because I grew up on Disney. So for me, it's more nostalgia. You better get your hand out of my face.
You want to know the best part is I got that on video. So why?
I'm the sound guy.
Why else don't you like Disney? Continue your bitching and ranting.
No, it's everything about it. The rides, the people, the lines, the parking, the how expensive it is.
Everything.
It's just everything. Yeah. So
I like the place. I've been going there since I was little, and I enjoy it.
See, I don't.
My parents loved me and took me to Disney.
Kids are a different thing. If you take your kids over there every now and then, and I mean, I understand that if you're taking the kids, cool. I mean,
that's where I think it is, though. He never went when he was little, so he never had the chance to enjoy it.
He got to go to the park and swing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what it was?
Swing.
You like swings?
No. Or you got some shit to say about swings, too.
He's already like, you sour ass bitch. Fool, how did you live life being this sour?
Watching the news.
Yeah.
And HBO.
Oh, my God.
I was watching the Gulf War. Live on CNN.
Bro, you tripping, fool.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I enjoyed my life when I was little. I'm sorry I kicked you in the face.
Oh, not my baby.
She was underneath me. Sorry.
Everyone kicks her.
That's not nice.
An accident.
So I remember going to Six Flags, Disneyland, Universal Studios, all these theme parks when I was little. Like, I really love all of them. I enjoy it. It's fun. I remember the last time I went to Disney, I bought, like, it was on the release for the Spider-Man something Spider-Man related because I got a bunch of little spider bots. Mm. They're still in a package sitting in my house. Never opened them up. I hope they're worth money someday. Mm. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I do enjoy going out there. It's fun. Your sour ass don't like anything. I'm surprised that.
It's a couple things I like.
Just not Disney.
No, fuck Disney.
Right? My only other thing other than.
Oh, my. Imagine Disney World. Oh, God.
You've never even been there. How can you even talk shit about Disney World? You can't talk shit if you've never been there.
If it's a big version of Disneyland.
You know what this sounds like, bro? Let me tell you what this sounds like. What? You sound like a virgin has never had pussy. Okay. and then you have the goddamn nerve. Oh, pussy ain't good. Oh. Nobody likes pussy. What the fuck?
Two different things, bro.
That's what you sound like right now.
No.
I'm just saying, manager, do you disagree?
No, I agree.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I agree.
That's what you sound like right now. You're like, oh, I've never tried pussy, but it's horrible.
If you can deal with all the BS at Disneyland, then good for you. If you enjoy it, then cool.
Whatever.
I'm going to force you to go now in a couple months, right?
Hmm. I want to be there. I want to see a sour ass face.
She has a picture where, like, we're at Disneyland. And I'm just sitting there. She took a picture of me. I'm like, she posted on social media. So even at the happiest place on earth, he's still grumpy.
You know what I imagine, manager? Here's what I imagine. I imagine him going down, like, is it Splash Mountain there? Like going down one of these rides.
I have a picture
and that. You take a picture? Like, I mean, exactly.
I have that picture.
Really?
Yes.
I was saying, everybody's like happy. Ah!
Yes.
And
that's
this was
real
like,
picture. I have it.
I'm mad.
I'm going to send it to you.
Fuck this ride.
I'm going to send it to you.
We'll find it and post it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that him?
I have it. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Seriously. Yeah. I think he has his hood up and everything.
Angel. Angel. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not a Disneyland lover. What can I say?
Bro, whatever.
He doesn't like anything. It's so hard.
I'm just saying.
I like horror movies.
Horror movies. Did you like John Wick?
It's all right.
Don't say nothing else. I'm going to watch it soon. Fuck you.
The first one set the bar, so it's kind of hard to follow up to that. But
I agree. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Everything I've watched... I haven't seen the newest one, but everything I watch, I agree with you that the first one set the fucking bar high.
Yeah.
Super high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, fuck you, man. I'm already going to go disappointed into this. I literally just invited a chick over this weekend to watch that movie. It's finally on like Amazon. I can buy it for like $20 or something.
Yeah.
I was going to go to like a drive-in or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he doesn't like drive-ins either.
Fuck you, dude. Drive-ins are the shit.
You can take beer. You
can take weed. You can bring the whole goddamn taco shop to you.
I like Sinopolis.
Bro, you know what, man? I don't even know how we're friends.
You like beer.
I invited a chick to the drive-in, basically, to go watch it. And I'm like, all right, we could go to the drive-in. Or we can come here to my house. And we could Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm. Prime and chill.
So we're going to Prime and chill. We're going to watch this shit. I'm probably going to have to watch it again the next day.
You know,
All right.
There's a movie on Prime that we want to watch. It's the Pope's Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
That
one. You know what, man? Mm. I've never been into horror movies like that. I watch horror movies when girls are into horror movies, and then all of a sudden I'm into horror movies. I'm not really into horror movies. I'll watch them, though.
This is where I agree with Angel. I love horror movies. I can watch a horror movie to put me to sleep.
So, oh, no. See, I can't sleep.
No, I can't
because
sleep.
if the horror movie's about, like, a ghost, that all of a sudden there's a ghost, like, staring at me when I'm trying to sleep. What the fuck? You can't watch a horror movie right before you go to bed.
I can.
It's me with Mickey Mouse ears.
Whatever. I'm just saying, I can't watch like The Exorcist and go to bed.
No, I can.
The Exorcist is what I crossed the line. That one, that's that one movie that kind of hit hard.
Really?
That Exorcist and Child's Play.
The chick that did the Exorcist literally had problems.
I'm gonna put Chucky up.
Oh, God.
You guys know that? Linda, the chick that did the Exorcist had like problems after that movie.
Really?
Linda Blair.
One more time.
Linda Blair.
Is that her name? I don't know. She had like issues after that movie, bro. Like it affected her.
There was some there's some urban legends about like shit was happening during the filming of the movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like there were some accidents. Somebody got killed and people were getting hurt and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the filming. Same thing with Passion of the Christ.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they said I think somebody got struck by lightning. Mm. Yeah,
random.
Yeah. I don't know if it was the main guy or there was somebody else who got struck by lightning. Something happened to the main guy. A couple of shit happened during the filming of Passion of the Christ.
Whatever, man.
Yeah,
the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Somebody got hung in the background.
Oh, they said that one of they said it was in the movie, right? If you zoom in, you see somebody got killed themselves. Yeah,
in one of the original scenes.
And like the, I don't know if it was a witch, the woman who played the witch, or the woman, or the guy who played the Tin Man, but the face paint had lead.
Yes.
Yeah, and people were getting sick. Yeah, people were getting sick.
The Tin Man, he got sick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he got sick because of the paint.
Yeah, paint.
It was fucking him all up.
It had lead.
Yeah. That's like legitly like he got sick.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine being an actor in those times and you got to fucking put up with shit like that. Like nowadays people know and like they know they can't fucking throw lead paint on somebody.
Fun fact.
But imagine like back then.
Fun fact. I don't know if it was the Greeks or the Romans, but women who wore makeup back then, the makeup had lead. And it fucked up their face over time that they used more makeup to cover that shit up, but it kept making it worse and worse and worse until they became sick and eventually died.
Do you know the story? Mm-hmm. All right, so another fun fact.
Yeah.
Do you know the story for fake eyelashes?
Yeah.
Where they, I told you this.
Yeah.
Manager, do you know the stories about fake eyelashes?
No.
Okay, your phone, Google it. Google it. Google it right now.
Because this is kind of like a Patreon episode right here.
Google it though real quick. Just put in where fake eyelashes originated. Let's just put that. So I think if you put something, if you put it in that sense, you it might come up. I told Angel and Angel didn't believe me until I showed him. So if it's on Google, it's got to be true. We're gonna roll with that one. So fake eyelashes, where did they originate? What's coming up? What do you see? What? It's not a trick question, manager. Just read it. What's it say?
This doesn't really give me anything. A German inventor called Carl Nestler laid claim to the first fake lash patent. This doesn't really give me
anything. Can I type something in on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Just look, check this out. I'm going to go into your Google and just...
Luna.
I'm not even gonna tell you what I just typed in, but this is all right. So, what is the origin story of fake eyelashes? Okay, is the question. Here you go. Go ahead and read that. The origin of fake eyelashes.
In 1916, while making his film *Intolerance*, director D.W. Griffith wanted actress Sina Owen to have lashes that brushed her cheeks to make her eyes shine larger than life.
No. 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 Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. That's not the Hold on. Who invented false eyelashes and why? Fake Canadian inventor in 1911, first invented in Victoria Queen's perfume. Hold on. Artificial eyelashes similar to those. No, where's the story?
All right. Well, what? We'll save this for another time.
No. Yeah. They used to call them this. Look what I Googled.
Don't say it.
Don't say it?
Don't say it.
Don't say it?
Don't say it.
Why not?
It's a show.
Yeah, I'm saying we'll save it for a Patreon
episode. So we're gonna save it for Patreon, but look, check that out. That's what they used to be called, and they were invented by a prostitute. And basically, they had a purpose, That was it. We'll save it for Patreon. Yeah. I agree with you. We'll save it for Patreon. Yeah. They had a purpose, manager.
Yeah, I see it. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. I see it. It says it on the little.
Yeah. Every time I see a chick with fake eyelashes on, that's all I can think of.
Right, yes. So. I kind of wanted to get some eyelashes too, but you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. You might send the wrong message.
You know what? I don't have that problem though.
Patreon episode. Right.
So let's get to the rating of the beer. BNS Madus. Madus.
What IPA. Do you think about it? So go for it. You start.
I'm going to give this a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Yeah, the more I drink it, it hasn't changed. It's kind of like,
I think it's a solid beer. Manager, what do you think?
I actually agree with him at 3. It's good, but it's not special, I guess.
I personally still give it a 3.5 at least.
Yeah.
Just shy of a 4.
Yeah.
I like IPAs. Uh-huh. It's a double. But I agree with you. Normally, when you get a beer that's got a punch at the beginning, like first taste, it gets lighter. It
smooths out a little bit. It
gets lighter as you go, and I don't think it gets lighter.
No. It's not bad. I'll drink it. Mm-hmm. So
I give it a 3.5, which is still solid in my book.
Yeah, BNS, walking out and being here at the end of the day, I feel like I'm more favorite with their spirits so far than their beer. So not knocking the beer, because there's a lot of beer that we didn't have.
Yeah.
So we only had a handful of beers, and their beer menu is pretty decent in size. Mm-hmm. So we're not knocking the beers, but the beers that we've had, that I've had, okay, but I feel like the whiskey I had over there and the old fashioned off the, way better.
Oh yeah,
it was the whiskey I had, the rye I had over there, was so good that I ended up buying a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah,
so
they're doing some good stuff, man. Yeah. In my opinion, I think that their story is super cool.
Yeah,
the way they acquired the place.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden they ended up like how they started spirits. I love it. That's like the perfect like entrepreneur situation. You fuck something up and let's make something out of it.
And they're doing good. I mean,
he literally, that's what he said, bro. He's like, we had a bad batch and we didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So we made it into alcohol, into spirits. And I was like, bitching.
And the next show, I'm going to try their whiskey tomorrow. Next show, I'll talk about their bourbon. See how it is. I mean, so far it's, The spirits is awesome, and they have I think that vodka, gin. So they have just not whiskey. They have a variety.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Overall, I like the place. It was a really good experience. I started the night sour.
Yeah.
You saw that. I walked into your house today, and I was like, basically, I had a long day, and I just didn't. I've been up since 4 a.m. I wasn't digging it. But I got out there and it just changed my attitude. I was having a good time. I had a good beer while I was there. And then we got into some spirits. And I never had an old fashioned during a review. Loved it. A fucking cigar during a review. Loved it. And I can't say shit about the whole night. We had good food, too. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like it was like good bar food. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like you're drinking, you have some hot dogs, a fucking pretzel, chill out. And it's just a good night all the way around. What do you think, manager? Did I sum it up?
Yeah, you did. I feel like we all felt like that at first. Like none of us was really in the mood to go. But as soon as we got there, like our whole...
demeanor change.
Yes.
It was on point.
Yeah.
And then I ended up with fucking ears on.
Yeah.
So overall, good time.
And you know what? I feel like
this is a place worth going back to. And especially if I like that whiskey that I bought, the bottle, I'm out to go back.
Yeah. I like that one they gave us.
To do a little justice, I do want to go back because to me, the beer was not wow. Uh-huh. But I feel like there's something in it, something there.
Yeah.
That might wow me. So I want to go back and try more of their beer. You know?
I had a good time in general.
And if that guy, Bobby Cigar, shows up, hey, I might stop. You know, definitely won't stop by for a beer and a cigar.
I think I got the right beer to begin with. When I was there.
I had a sip of that stout. That was good.
Yeah, that
was good.
It just that had a brown, set the tone.
Yeah, they had a brown ale, which I wish I would have had, but I'm going to go back.
It set the tone for the whole night. I didn't even know it was that strong, honestly. I didn't even check. I asked her what she recommended. She kind of went through the motions, what you like, what you don't like. I'm like, that one sounds good. She made it sound good, so I got it. I enjoyed it. Any last things to say, manager? No. We can't. They can't see the nod like that on radio there. Sorry. You have to say yes or no.
No, so, I mean, I love the place, so I just, everyone should go.
Angel, last thoughts?
No, we would definitely go back. Even if it's just me and the manager at date night.
Date night with the third wheel or
with
no?
With the third wheel.
Mm-hmm. That just means I got invited.
Yeah, you give him an old fashioned, he becomes generous.
So thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate you and thank you for joining the society.
Fuck Disneyland.
Dick. Beer Belly Society, a show where those pendejos get together and drink beer and bullshit about Disneyland and have ears on. I have fucking ears on. You know that, manager, before we started this whole ordeal, I want you to understand that I live my life very, like, I didn't want people to know I did dumb shit. And now I do dumb shit so that people find out I did dumb shit. Do you realize how that works?
Yep. It's okay. I don't see a problem.
Beer Belly Society came into my life and ruined me.
It made you better, didn't it?
It made me better.
What are you talking about?
It made me not give a fuck about my feelings and people watching me.
Okay. Go for it.